Archives of American Art, Smithsonian Institution, an interview with Alfred Frankenstein, art historian and art critic, at his home in San Francisco on July 26, 1978. The interviewer is Paul Carlstrom. Well, Alfred, this is a rather monumental task in a way, interviewing you, because your career has been, I don't want to say long, it's been active, varied. You've been involved in almost every aspect of the, at least the visual arts here in the Bay Area and then beyond. And so it seems to me the intelligent thing to do would be to, first of all, lay in some biographical information and really start in the beginning and find out just how you came here, what you were doing before. You were born in Chicago, I think, in 1906, is that right?
October 5th, 1906. My father was a doctor on the south side of Chicago. And I went to the University of Chicago. I had a long and highly checkered career there. It took me 7 years to get my four-year degree. Partly because I dropped out to go to Yale 1 year as a result of an accident that I'll talk about later. Spent a year at Yale, and I went to Europe a couple of times, and also at one period I didn't want to go to college at all. I was terribly interested in music, and I wanted to drop out and do nothing but music study, but my father insisted on my getting a university degree. My father wanted me to follow him. He wanted me to take over his medical practice. Mm-hmm. That I just couldn't do.
They wanted you to be a physician.
Yeah, but he saw the business, saw me stepping into his office and taking over and all of that. But it just wouldn't work. I had no interest in it. And my one quarter at the university, when I agreed to do some pre-med, was an utter disaster. So that was out. There were a good many family influences, however, on me through, my mother was always interested in writing. My mother published a few little things here and there in various little magazines and newspapers. Both my parents, mm-hmm. especially my mother, were friends of Carl Sandburg, and that had a vast influence on me.
Did you meet him?
Oh, yeah, I worked with him for a long time. What happened was that, this is interesting in the light of the way things develop. We lived a mile from the university. Mm-hmm. The University of Chicago was at 55th Street and Ellis Avenue, and we lived at 45th Street and Ellis Avenue. My father was very active in an organization known as the University Extension Society. And as I say, it's interesting that in the light of how these things have developed, the University Extension Society was a sheer neighborhood group of professional people, the doctors and the lawyers and various other people who were aware of what was going on and interested. And they would hold a meeting once a week in a church, which was a block away from my house. It started out with lectures by members of the university faculty to inform the laity in the neighborhood what was going on. It was sort of a town and gown thing. Mm-hmm. And out of that developed the present University of Chicago Extension Division, which now owns a whole building of it. Downtown. Well, since we lived a block away for a while, my father was president of the University Extension Society and was always active in it. And since we lived one block away from it, very often the speakers would be invited to my house for dinner before their talks. Very often also the speakers were not exactly members of the university faculty, but were people of some importance in the neighborhood in one way or another. It happened that in those days, which would be around middle 20s, Chicago